Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. On June 1st, 1950, Senator Margaret Chase Smith delivers her Declaration of Conscience speech. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History. The story had begun on Lincoln's birthday in the McClure Hotel in Wheeling, West Virginia. There, in February 1950, Senator Joseph McCarthy of Wisconsin had seized headlines by charging that a communist conspiracy had taken root inside the federal government. The politics of fear were abroad in the land. But not every politician cowered before McCarthyism. On this day, Thursday, June 1, 1950, fewer than 4 months after Wheeling, Senator Margaret Chase Smith, a Republican from Maine, issued what she called a declaration of conscience against McCarthy's methods. Joe began to get publicity crazy, Smith recalled in an interview with the historian David Oshinsky, and the other senators were now afraid to speak their minds to take issue with him. It got to the point where some of us refused to be seen with people he disapproved of. A wave of fear had struck Washington. As Smith recalled it, she ran into McCarthy, who had flattered her in the past with the suggestion that she'd be a fine vice presidential nominee for the Republicans in 1952 when she was on her way to the floor. Margaret, McCarthy said, you look very serious. Are you going to make a speech? Yes, Smith replied, and you will not like it. She rose a few moments later on the Senate floor. She said, I would like to speak briefly and simply about a serious national condition. It is a national feeling of fear and frustration that could result in national suicide and the end of everything that we Americans hold dear. She continued, I speak as a Republican. I speak as a woman. I speak as a United States Senator. I speak as an American. I think it is high time for the United States Senate and its members to do some soul searching, for us to weigh our consciences on the manner in which we are performing our duty to the people of America, on the manner in which we are using or abusing our individual powers and privileges. I think it is high time that we remembered that we have sworn to uphold and defend the Constitution. I think that it is high time that we remember that the Constitution, as amended, speaks not only of the freedom of speech, but also of trial by jury instead of trial by accusation. Those of us who shout the loudest about Americanism and making character assassinations are all too frequently those who, by our own words and acts, ignore some of the basic principles of Americanism. The right to criticize, the right to hold unpopular beliefs, the right to protest, the right of independent thought. The exercise of these rights should not cost one single American citizen his reputation or his right to a livelihood. Nor should he be in danger of losing his reputation or livelihood merely because he happens to know someone who holds unpopular beliefs. Who of us doesn't? Otherwise, none of us could call our souls our own. Otherwise, thought control would have set in. Too few heeded Smith's warning. She was about 4 years ahead of most of her colleagues. While she did convince six other senators to join her declaration, a defiant McCarthy dismissed them as Snow White and the Six Dwarves, the Republicans were open to seeing where McCarthy's act might lead. Joe, you're a real son of a bitch, Senator John Bricker, Republican of Ohio, told McCarthy, but sometimes it's useful to have sons of bitches around to do the dirty work. In our own era, in her courageous stand for the Constitution against the forces of insurrection and disorder led by former President Trump, Representative Liz Cheney is fully acting within the Smith tradition. Senator Smith was right. So is Cheney. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Paige Heimson, Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Research assistance by Sarah Jean Caver. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.